We are talking about practice. What is the practice and what is enlightenment? And how we practice. Someone who is practicing is a man in reality. And the practice we practice is something in reality. And praise we practice some praise in reality, and the time you practice is also time in reality. So everything takes place in the realm of reality. That is true practice. So Dogen Zenji says, if our practice does not include everything, it is not our practice. And not only practice, but also praise you practice and person who practice, the time to practice, include everything. And that is perfect practice. So, counting breathing practice is not just to count, you know, which all which all of your body and mind you should count and count your breathing. If you do so, the counting breathing practice covers everything. So counting breathing exercise includes everything. So that is how we count our breathing in our practice. Not to count in, our exhaling mechanically, you know, 1, 2, 3. That is not our way. When we count it, which all of your effort, physical and mental, that is counting, breathing, practice. Some of you find it difficult find some difficulty in counting breathing practice. The difficulties you may have is you tend to count your breathing just mechanically. So naturally, you know, you count, you know, if you, you know, count something, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and again and again you count, then your counting will be faster and faster, because it is easy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Just you, you know, recite Prajna Paramita Sutra. That is not our practice, you know, just to know how many times you count your breathing and how long you keep counting without mistake. That is not our practice. All mind and body, you should count. So how you do it is, no, it is, how you do it is also how you take a deep, perfect breathing. So by counting, you help, you know, good breathing, good smooth deep breathing. So instead of saying some other thing like more, you know, you count 1, 2. When you do so, your mind and body will be completely involved in your practice. When your mind and body completely involved in practice, that is perfect practice, because at that time you are practicing counting, breathing practice with all things. How you do things with all your body and mind, and how you practice our zazen is not different. You know, to lift something, you know, like this, and to have perfect breathing in your practice is safe. When you do something, you have some power here. If you do it with your whole body and mind, without some power here, you cannot lift things. And if you want to say something, you know, you need some power here. If you recite sutra, also, you need some power here. That is how we decide to. You know, this is maybe the difference between this, our reciting sutra and singing. Singing can be, you know, if you make some beautiful, you know, voice with the what do you call it? Pulp? No. That is, but even so, I think you need power here, or else you cannot sing. You cannot put some feeling to it, or else the singing will become like some instrument, you know. We can convey our feeling by saying something. So when you do it with your mind and body, you can convey something more than the sound. So when we recite sutra, we recite sutra kanji, dai, also deep sound, with some strength here. So, reciting sutra and practicing that, or carrying something, is not, we do those things in the same way, but speed may be different. You know. And duration of time will be different. Instead of doing it, you know, you do smoothly and with some strength. Yeah. That is, actually, how you practice counting and breathing. And in this way, we study our way. And when you do so, you have no idea of self, because you are completely involved in something. You have no self. Selflessness is there. When you have no self, you can study Buddhism. In Japanese, to study, or in Chinese also, we use two characters. It is, one is manabu. Manabu means, manabu, na. It changes. manabu. Na will change into many words, many different sounds. Same kind, but different sounds. Na ni nu ne. Manabu can be a manebu. Mane means to imitate. If you have a lot of self, you cannot imitate. when you are like a child, you can, imitate. So, manabu, or to study, means to imitate. To imitate means to be completely involved in something without self. Shu, another character is Shu. Shu is, the character of Shu is, upper part of the character is wing. Bird, when a mother bird teach a baby bird how to fly. Mother, you try it. And like a baby, try to fly like this. She can fly pretty well, very well, but she imitates. Teacher become like a baby bird. Mother bird become a baby bird. And so, baby bird, that is something possible to do for a baby bird. So baby bird will do like this, baby. Then there, study, and the baby bird will study how to fly like this. That is also practice. So. We put more emphasis on physical, practice rather than intellectual one. If something which is learned by your thinking mind, it tends to be very superficial. It looks like very correct and exact. But actually, the more something, some knowledge becomes accurate and exact, the more you will lose the true meaning of it. I'm very much interested in your way of cooking and Japanese way of cooking. There are two extremes. You mix things. when you cook something, you don't cook something one by one. You mix many things and cook it. And eat it in one big bowl, like salad. Oil and tomatoes and everything is mixed up. And your soup also. It consists of many things. But Japanese way is, if it's bean and potato, or daikon, or gobo, we cook separately. And if it is necessary, we put them in big dish. Something like ornament of decoration of the plate. We don't mix things. And even soy sauce, we use most of the time soy sauce in some special container. Gomacho is here, and soy sauce is here, pickles is here. So we make a menu, with picture. And here, a dice. We draw a menu in white paper. Dice, put, and in the middle of the tray, we put otsubo, in which we usually put something like bean, boiled, or sesame, tofu. And here we have ohira. So we draw a picture of tray. And we put name of the dishes, name of the vegetables, like this. Your way of making menu is bean, gram, or what do you call it, pound, not pound. That's it. All this, and sugar, so on, so on, so on, and you measure various things. You mix, and finally cook it, you mix. So you measure it by ounce. But we make a recipe by picture. By name of the vegetables. We cook it separately, so there is no need to measure it. But you must measure it weigh it, because you have to mix them. To have good taste, you mix things. And our practice also consists of two ways. When you mix, that is, when you mix things, you don't know which is which, which better is. You cannot figure if this is bean or soy sauce or some other seasoning. Because you mix. But anyway, when you eat, in your tummy, or what you ate with the mixer. But before you cook it, or even Japanese dishes, decorated in various ways, if we eat it with the mixer. But before you mix that, vegetable was vegetable, and beans are beans, and corn were corn. So there is two sides of one practice. But both is necessary. Maybe in Japanese way is one extreme and your way is another extreme. But but usually, whatever the usually Japanese way and American way is consists of two ways to mix up something and to separate something. But the best way to study, you know, is not by recipe, but by, you know, intuition. Tushima. It may be alright. The more you become skillful, the more you can do it by intuition. So actual practice will be there when you don't need any recipe. You know, when you are able to do it even without a recipe. That is, you know, why we practice that. For instance, you know, if you are not good at counting breathing practice, you tend to be counting breathing, you know, mechanically. Or you may forget, you may lose your account by taking some other thing. Both are, you know, two extremes. But when you are able to count your breathing, as well as simultaneously having perfect breathing, that is, you know, how we practice counting breathing. last night, I thought about Dogen Zen saying, those who, you know, fall on the ground should stand up by the ground. And his another version of Dogen Zen about this point saying, those who fall on the ground should stand up by emptiness. You know, this is another advanced mistake. And those who fall in emptiness should stand up by the earth, by the ground. So here again, you know, emptiness is formed, form is emptiness. Earth is formed, and earth is emptiness. It's formed. Form equals emptiness. Emptiness equals form. Why we say our practice of standing up by us is empty is not only us. Us can be, you know, many things. Can be a stick, can be a stone, can be a diamond, can be wood. So there's no particular thing to help our practice. Whatever it is, you know, it will cause a disturbance for our practice. But that disturbance will help our, at the same time, will help our practice. So there's no particular thing which will help us. So of some particular thing can be many things. So it is emptiness. But even though we say emptiness, you know, when we practice something, there is something, some particular thing. So emptiness is formed. Even though we say emptiness, whatever it is, it's good, we say, at that moment, you need something special, some special thing. So if we don't understand us in that way, if we don't understand disturbance of practice in this way, we cannot practice our Zazen in its true sense. When we can practice our way, you know, in this way, with understanding of form of form is emptiness and emptiness is form. So anything can be aid of our practice, and anything can be disturbance of the practice. And he says, what will be the difference, you know, between the disturbance and aid? If someone asks you, what is the how far it is from us to emptiness? If someone asks you, you may answer. 180 miles. 180 miles. It is a long distance. But he didn't. He just said in his Ehe Korok, in his record of saying. But we should not think, if you go to, drive 180,000 miles from emptiness to earth, you may reach emptiness, or you may reach earth. That is wrong understanding, because emptiness is directly emptiness is earth, and earth is emptiness. It is two names of one reality. So when he said 180,000 miles, that he meant it is far away, completely different. It is not matter of saying how far it is, the distance from one to the other. We should understand our practice and enlightenment too. It is two names of one reality. You cannot say, this is, you know, if you cross this border, and, you know, there is enlightenment, world of enlightenment. And until you cross this borderline, this is practice. It is not like that. I'm just talking about, you know, our actual practice right now. But how you, you know, understand what I mean is just practice it like a, you know, baby bird. And, you know, by experience, to experience it, that is our way. Maybe
you have, I have so many students, and I'm not with you always. So it is difficult to show all of you how to practice, you know. But the point is, without having much sense, exactly, baby bad, just to practice that, and just to bow to do that, and just to decide to do as most students do, is the best way to study. We have transmission, you know, from Buddha to us, and how to translate, you know, our practice is something you should know. Do you know, I told you something, I told you the story, when the fifth paycheck visited one big monastery after he received transmission from Koni, the fifth paycheck. The students, you know, were in dispute concerning the seeing a flag, you know. Flapping, waving in the air. And some students say, air is in the waving. And the other students say, no, the banner is red. I told you this story already. And the sixth paycheck says, no, no. You are wrong. All of you are wrong. Your mind is red. That was what he said. So there are the same stories in India too. When the 18th Vedic received transmission, there was the teacher, no, the 17th Vedic asked the disciple, seeing the hearing, listening to the bell hanging on the four corner of the Buddha hall. Asked, which is ringing, you know, bell or wind? The wind bell, kind of wind bell. Which is ringing, wind or bell? So the sixth paper, eighteenth paper, who was at that time sacrificed. None of them, you know, ring. But your mind, our mind is ring. That was maybe the right answer. But so far, the teacher was not so sure about this. Understand? So, the teacher asked, what kind of mind will you see? What kind of mind will you see? And the disciple answered, the complete calmness of them. Now both are in complete calmness. Bear and wind is in the state of complete calm. That was. So the teacher acknowledged this at the perfect understanding of it. The same story, but it is easier to understand so how we transmit our way from teacher to disciple. This is a ring, bear or a ring. Not bear or no ring, but a mind is ring. What kind of mind will it be? The complete calm of bosses. My teacher gave a deep courage to me, to reach out to Jackie Joe. Both are in complete calm. You may see the deep trust in Jackie Joe and my teacher, friend. Jackie Joe is both in complete calm. What does it mean by complete calm? You know? Calmness is not, calmness in comparative sense. The Sahara is calm. City, Zendo, is not calm. Not this kind of calm. It means that the Sahara is in complete calmness and City, Zendo is in complete calmness. But the USA, City, Zendo is noisy, the Sahara, Zendo is calm. But we don't mean this kind of calm when we say complete calm. Calmness of the Sahara Zendo includes, covers everything. Calmness in cosmic scale. The San Francisco Zendo also, its calmness covers whole universe. Then, San Francisco Zendo, when it covers everything, it is independent. And the Sahara Zendo, when it covers everything, also independent. Here, more than 40 people are practicing that. Each one of your practice covers everything. And each one of you are in a state of complete calm and completely independent from others. When you do it with your whole mind and body. So if so, we cannot say very true or windy. If we cannot say very true or windy, we cannot say our mind is reading. We cannot say that. Then, what kind of mind will it be? Will be the question. So, his teacher asked him, what kind of mind will it be? And the answer was, both are in the complete calmness. You cannot say even there is ring, because if there is only one bear, who is listening to the bell? If all what exists is, if bell covers everything, leaving anything, it cannot. There's no one to hear, and there's no prayer to send the sound of the bell. Within big, you know, universe, there is, covering everything, there is, there. So it is not matter of to listen to, or to make a sound, or to hear the sound. That is complete calm. So if teacher becomes teacher, you know, there is no disciple. Teacher includes disciples, and teacher is independent. If student, you know, become really student, that student includes teacher too. So it is independent from teacher. In this way, everything exists. That is, you know, only way to transmit something to others. Without any trouble. If I give you this book, you may ask what is this book? And this book was written by Hashimoto Roshi, if I say so. Oh, he passed away a year before last year. Oh, I know him. Ah, he was not so great teacher. some discussion. Or some complaint. If you do something in terms of good or bad, complete or incomplete, or enlightenment or practice, anyway, you will get into trouble. And this trouble will continue forever. You have no time to sit. It is complete. I want you to appreciate, to think about it, about this point. And practice our way with it. Do you understand? You know, this explanation is both direct explanation and very abstract and logical way of explanation. So you may be bored by it, but it can't be helped. But the point is to be like a child, and to imitate something, even though you don't know how to do it. You should imitate. In short, that is the best way to study. When you receive transmission, you know. You practice, after you practice, baby. Baby has practice. You know, it looks like baby, you know. Very first, baby, to practice our baby. In this way, in that way. But that is. The most important thing is when you really want to study.
Yeah.
that is their actual study, way. They don't think they are study, but actually they are many best students. Yeah, we have to, you know, we must have some definite reason why we should invest in that way. Or else, you know, we cannot accept it. But it is necessary for you to explain in abstract way. But like that, the can't be helped. You will not complete it. You can't test it. Unless you, you know, have some chance to experience self-reference. Some definite reason why you should study. But students, anyway, they are studying many things. So best thing for them is let them study something right, something good. Then they will study. Without trying to study, they will study something good, something right. I think that is very important thing, point. So to teach students or child is to, you know, to study by ourselves and for ourselves. If we study light practice, if we practice light practice, then we study light practice. They are very much smart, very alive. So they know exactly what we are doing. And we try not to teach something bad, something wrong. But if we are doing actually something wrong, even though we don't want them to think it, they're thinking in something. We're just trying to invest. We are that just something. So it is our responsibility. Not their responsibility. When they are young, we have that kind of responsibility.